there. Welcome to Following the Truth. It's Monday, March the 15th. My name is Gary Zimek, and it is so good to be back with you here on the program. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Today we're going to look at, I think this is something that can be very difficult for us to put into practice. When you're having a bad day, you may be having a bad day today, when you're a little bit off, what do you do? How do you deal with it? What is your go-to source for pleasure if you're having a bad day? You know, for many of us, there is a tendency, and I say us because I am definitely included when it comes to having this tendency to pursue food or to buy something, you know, rather than turning to Jesus and asking Him to help you. And I think during Lent, this is really something, and again, it's a painful realization for many of us to accept, but it's something that during Lent, I think is a great time to address and to work on. That's one of the reasons we give things up during the Lenten season, so that we can learn to overcome some of the desires of the flesh. And, you know, you hear that, desires of the flesh, and it sounds so seedy, doesn't it? It sounds like, oh, the desires of the flesh. But all it means is that we often seek comfort in material pleasures. We go for the instant gratification, which might be a cup of coffee down at Dunkin' Donuts or something, you know? Which, again, that's not bad. But we want to make sure that we're not seeking our pleasure or our comfort when we begin to worry, seeking it solely in earthly things, but we want to make sure that we turn to Jesus and at least give Him a chance. You know, there's nothing wrong, as long as you don't do it to excess and it's not immoral, with you watching mindless TV or buying something or treating yourself in some way. I mean, these things are okay, but if you're doing that and at the same time excluding turning to Christ and not even giving Him a chance to comfort you, well, that's a problem. Because the peace that He gives us lasts forever, or will last forever. That peace is available at all times. When we look for the quick fix or something that feels good, that doesn't last forever. So we got to make sure we're giving Him a chance to do what He wants to do. And a lot of times, He allows us to encounter things because He wants us to turn to Him. He wants us to get used to seeking our comfort in Him. And I'll be honest, this has always been a problem for me. And I often will turn, or have turned through the years, and I still do it, to the things of the world when I need to feel better, when I'm feeling down. And we all have those days, don't we? We all have those days where there is, you know, sometimes there's a reason. Sometimes you're upset about something that happened. Sometimes you just wake up and you think, I don't know why, I'm just feeling off today. So that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. We'll look at the Mass readings from today's Daily Mass. They sort of tie in to that theme as well. You know, yesterday was the fourth Sunday of Lent. And man, it's hard to believe that we are headed toward the final Sunday of Lent. There are five Sundays in Lent. And then you still have Palm Sunday and Easter. But we are headed toward the fifth Sunday in Lent. That's coming up this Sunday. So we're winding down, and we probably should start to reflect on that a little bit as well, that there's still plenty of time. Because I think one of the common mistakes that we make during the Lenten season is that as things wind down, or, you know, even at the point we're at now, we sometimes tend to want to give up and think, well, that's it. I'm getting about as much out of it as I can, and it's too late now. But it's never too late. And the challenge for us, it's the same thing with life in general, is to avoid getting burned out. You know, the longer you go, the longer you try to change and go through whatever it is that you're going through during Lent, the longer you try to make those changes in your life, the more difficult it gets to sustain your momentum. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to help you. So I'll do my best to try to encourage you in the days to come. And certainly it is not too late. We definitely want to keep going. There's still a lot more progress that we can make. Even if you haven't done anything, it's not too late. All right, so we'll talk a little bit about that on the show and obviously in the days to come as well. So why don't you settle in, make yourself comfortable. I got a chair reserved for you right here. I am so relieved. I just prior to the show, I had some other recording to do and my allergies were going ballistic. It's a beautiful sunny day out here. It's cold in New Jersey, but my allergies were just going crazy. Every now and then that happens. And my nose was running. I was just getting all stuffed up. It hit me suddenly. I still have a little bit of it, but it's much better now. I took some allergy medication and it's working. Worked like a charm. But it's just wild that happens sometimes. Sometimes you never know, you know, just when you get set to record. I was just getting set to record and my nose got all stuffed up, but I'm feeling a little better now, so I'm ready to get started. I hope you're settled in. Let's pray. Let's pray to our Father in heaven and recognize that He is with us right now, as is Jesus and the Holy Spirit, which is pretty cool, right? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for being with us right now. Sometimes we just lose sight of what a great privilege it is to have you present with us, Father. The God of the universe is present to us at all times. We can turn to you, Father, whenever we want. And it's so funny that you just wait for us. Like the story, the parable of the prodigal son, when the father kept looking for the son to return and saw him running back in the distance. You wait for us. And unfortunately, Father, we ignore you sometimes. We're sorry for that. But we're here now. We're here to praise you. We're here to thank you. And we're here to ask you to grant us what we need this day. Thank you for creating us, Father. Thank you for allowing us to be adopted and to be your children. Father, we lift our intentions to you. We place them in your hands. We ask you to accept them from us and handle them in the best way possible. Father, I ask you to pour your Spirit out on me today. Please give me the words for this show. And open all of our minds and all of our hearts through the working of your Spirit so that we will be receptive to your message for us. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. If you want to find out more information about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And by the way, my latest book, Give Up Worry for Lent, is available. You can now get it at all of your regular booksellers, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Ave Maria Press. But the easiest way to pick up the book is to go right to my website, followingthetruth.com. Just click on the link there and you can purchase the book. It is an 8-week program, daily program, very much similar in a way to Give Up Worry for Lent. And it's designed, it's an 8-week program, as I said, it's designed to take it to the next level. So in other words, you did give up worry for Lent. And you don't have to give up worry for Lent because some of the same verses are in this book as well. So if you just want to pick this book up and start the program to give up worry, it's very simple. I'm telling you, it's so simple. And I think you're going to like it. And even more so than Give Up Worry for Lent, which is 40 days, it's a little bit shorter because it's confined to the Lenten season. This is 8 weeks. 8 weeks of, on a daily basis, turning to the Lord and getting used to asking for help and to walking with him each day. And the more you do that, see, the more you do that, the more of a habit it becomes, and the more effortless it becomes as well. And that's my goal with this book, as well as Give Up Worry for Lent. So if you want to get a copy of Give Up Worry for Good, which, by the way, can also be used for small groups. So if you have a small group at your church, you want to use the book for it, that's one of the reasons I put it into this format. So followingthetruth.com, just go there and click on the little picture of the book and you'll be able to order yourself a copy of Give Up Worry for Good. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. That is free of charge. You'll be able to do that while you are there. Okay? Thank you, by the way. Thank you very much for that. So let's look at the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse of the day. And this ties into that whole thing, like, well, I'm having a bad day, I need a pick-me-up. What's my go-to method, my source? Where do I go? How do I handle when I'm feeling down, discouraged? What do I do? And the verse that I chose for this topic is John 6:27. Jesus says this: "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him has God the Father set his seal." I mean, this is a basic message. And this is, I don't know, this is probably like, if you're looking for a Lenten theme, I mean, this is certainly something to use when you need to be comforted, when you need to be comforted, when you're down, when you're weary. What do you do? How do you handle that? You know, for most of my life, and I'm not going to say that I still don't want to do this sometimes, because I do, I would turn to things. I'd go out and get some junk food. You know, fast food. I need a pick-me-up. I need a coffee. I need a breakfast sandwich. I need to buy something. I need to watch some mindless TV. I need something that's going to make me feel better. And, you know, you can give yourself that instant gratification, that instant whatever, that pleasure that you're looking for, to make yourself feel good. And it does make you feel good. You know, I'm not going to say that these things that I would often, and I don't want to make it sound like it's all in the past. I still want to do this in the present. So I don't want you to think that I'm somebody who is like really has all this together and never seeks material comfort when I should be seeking Jesus. I don't want you to think that, because I still do it. I stop myself sometimes, but sometimes I don't. But we need to expand on this, because this is kind of nuanced. I don't want to just say all material things are bad, because that's not true. That is not true at all. And in fact, unless it's something immoral or illegal, it's not bad. But sometimes it might not be the best choice. And what I mean is this. Many times the Lord allows us to experience pain, discomfort, discouragement, because he wants us to turn to him. And that's the question I think we need to ask ourselves. Am I turning to Jesus when I'm tired and weary? Because that's what he said. If you're tired, weary, heavy burden, come to me and I will give you rest. But are we doing that? Or do we think that's too fluffy or too vague of a statement? You know, does that really work? Or is some fried chicken going to get the job done for me better? And I'm serious about that. Because I know if I go out and get the junk food, I'm going to feel good. It's going to taste good. Get a nice sausage pizza or something, you know. I need to treat myself. I need a pick-me-up. But maybe Jesus is allowing this to happen because he wants me to turn to him, and he can give me the pick-me-up. He can give me the comfort. He can give me the peace that I need. But if I go right to the the food or the shopping or the TV or the music, whatever it is, if I go right to that, I don't give him a chance to be there for me. I don't give him a chance to comfort me. So again, I mean, I can't say, this is one of those things where it's not black and white. This is not black and white by any means. Because God allows us to experience pleasure in a number of different ways. I love music. I like certain foods. I'm a big dessert fan. The pleasure that I get from listening to music or eating a nice dessert or a nice hamburger, you know, that pleasure is given to me from God. He gives me created things in life to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, unless it's immoral or you do it to excess or it's illegal, then it is wrong. But for the most part, these guilty pleasures, you hear this sometimes, what's your guilty pleasure? They're not necessarily sinful, but yet they shut God out of the picture because we seek our pleasure from them. So during Lent, you know, this is one of the reasons why the church encourages us to do some sacrifice during the Lenten season, because we do get attached to earthly things. And this allows us to forego the thing and turn to the Lord for the pleasure that we seek. It allows us to control our passions, because that's what this is really all about. I don't feel good. I need to fix it quickly. And it's an ongoing process. And I just floated out there to think about it. And the peace that Jesus gives is a lasting peace. And it doesn't mean that, you know, that's tricky too, because just because you're walking with Jesus, you become friends with him, you surrender your life to him, you accept him as your Lord and Savior, that's good. That doesn't mean you'll never have another bad day. That doesn't mean you will never have to suffer. That doesn't mean you're not going to wake up one day and say, I'm really miserable today. And you ever have that? You just don't wake, you don't know why. I'm just feeling miserable today. And in the past, I would always go out and treat myself somehow, because then I'm going to feel better. But you know, that becomes an insatiable appetite for pleasure. And that's how we can get ourselves into trouble. Because that kind of pleasure doesn't last. Jesus is always available. He is always available for us to give us the pleasure that we seek. Lasting pleasure in him. But if you're going to resort to food or shopping every time, you're eventually going to run out of money. And you realize that, like, things don't do it anymore, you know? So I just put it out there, and I ask you to think about it as we go through Lent. When you're having a bad day, what do you do? What's your go-to reaction to having a bad day? And maybe before you go out and buy the coffee from the convenience store, again, nothing wrong with it. Sometimes you do need a little pleasure jolt in life. And Jesus doesn't want to deny your pleasure, but maybe just turn to him first. Say, Lord, I'm having a bad day. Just have that conversation with him, and you never know. You might not need the treat at that point. Or you might be able to forego the treat and during Lent give the money that you would have spent to charity. I did that this morning. I wanted to buy something on eBay. It's something that was good. It was some music. It was Christian music, something that would have helped me. But I just knew that it was the wrong thing for me today, you know? Because, and that's just, the Holy Spirit was just saying, you know, today, why don't you're going to get something in return. And this is really hard to explain. Again, this is not anything bad, but I had just got some music and I didn't need to get more stuff, you know? So I gave the money to a charity instead. And it hurt. I didn't want to do it because I wanted to really get these recordings. But I made the other choice to just give the money away and get nothing technically in return. But I got peace from it. You know, so I had to fight my way through it. But again, just take it for what it's worth and give it some thought today. Do you always seek pleasure in the things of the world, or do you turn to Jesus? And that could be something that we could all work on a little bit. I want to look now at, and we don't have that much time left, but I just want to look at the first reading from today's Daily Mass. And it's a reminder that this, and this is how it ties into what I was just talking about. It's a reminder that this life on earth is not perfect. It's not paradise. You can experience the kingdom of God. You can experience peace. You can experience a taste of what you will get eternally in heaven when your life on earth is over. You can get a taste of that. But you're never going to escape the cross completely in this life. Does that make sense? And I think that's what I'm getting at. But the reminder, and I think this is perfect for the fourth week of Lent, is that we can see that light at the end of the tunnel. That we can look forward with hope to not just Easter Sunday when the Lord will rise from the dead, but that day when we will be able to leave this earth behind. And, you know, for a lot of us, that's not an easy thing to process because this is all we know, to leave this earth behind and live in eternal paradise in heaven. Okay, that's what this passage is all about. This is Isaiah chapter 65, beginning in verse 17. Thus says the Lord, "Lo, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. No longer shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not round out his full lifetime. He dies a mere youth who reaches but 100 years, and he who fails of 100 shall be thought accursed. They shall live in the houses they build and eat the fruit of the vineyards they plant." Now the language is a little confusing, but what we're getting from the prophet Isaiah here is the reminder that our reward is coming. You know, this was written prior to the time of the birth of Christ. So the Israelites are looking forward to the Messiah who would redeem them. And us as people who live after the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ, we aren't necessarily looking forward to the arrival on earth of the long-promised Messiah because he's already come. Next time he comes, it's going to be the end of time. But we're looking forward to eternal life in heaven. You know, and that's what Easter represents. In a few weeks, it'll be Easter. We will celebrate because we're celebrating our freedom from slavery, right? I mean, that's what it really is. Jesus came not only to open up the gates of heaven, but to free us from the anxieties and the oppression of sin and of the devil that we experience in this life. So we can be free, and that's something to celebrate, to look forward to. But we're never going to find the complete happiness that we want. And we're hardwired for that eternal happiness that, you know, I just want to be happy. I want to be peaceful. That comes in heaven. It doesn't come here. So if we just seek all the time to go for the quick pleasure fix, we're going to miss the point. And that's why it is important for us to look forward and to understand that this life is not perfect. This is not heaven. But we want to make sure we get to heaven. And in order to get to heaven, what we need to do is deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. He's going to lead us right there. Because of him, you and I can live forever in heaven. We don't want to mess that up. There's a place reserved for us there. And it's because of what Jesus did on the cross. He won the victory. It's just up to us to follow him now, every day for the rest of our lives. When we mess up, seek forgiveness from him, you know, sacrament of confession if it's necessary, depending on the nature of the sin, and then get back up and try again. And whether it's during Lent, whether you're listening to this and you're saying, yeah, I am seeking pleasure in all kinds of earthly things and I'm not turning to Jesus. Well, that's something for all of us to learn. It's something that I had to realize, even though I wrote Give Up Worry for Lent, as I read today's reflection, I thought, yeah, something I got to work on. So let's not lose hope. Let's be encouraged and know that Jesus is here with us and he wants to continue to lead us. And this can still be the best Lent you have ever had. Just keep moving forward, okay? We can do this together. Hey, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program. Don't forget to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, to get a copy of Give Up Worry for Good. In addition, if you're able to become a monthly sponsor of my ministry, I would really appreciate it. I need some extra help to keep going much longer. I'm going to depend on your generosity. I know the Lord will provide if he wants me to keep doing what I'm doing. But it's tough until speaking work picks up again, if and when it happens. I'm really dependent on your generosity. If you're able to help me out and become a monthly sponsor and fund my work or make a one-time donation, please consider visiting followingthetruth.com and making that donation there. And I thank you in advance. I'm going to be praying for you, and I would ask you to keep me in your prayers as well. Let's keep following Jesus. Let's keep the focus on him. And he's not going to let us down. He really isn't. We're going to get much more in return than we could ever imagine. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to be back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. I hope you'll be able to join me. God bless you. Talk to you next time.